welcome back to our coverage. We're here at the end of Special Stage 9, and we are waiting on the leader of the Donegal Harvest Stages rally to come our way, and that will bring an end to today's action. What we can tell you with one to go is Paddy Hurst and Damien Connolly are leading this event by 59.5 seconds in the Ford Fiesta WRC. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, the Donegal partnership, and their Skoda Fabia R5 are sitting second overall and are looking to bring that Skoda home safely and get a podium result here in Dunfanaghy and down in Marble Hill. Ryan Loughran and Brendan McElhenney, they lost a bit of time in there on that 18-kilometre penultimate stage. They're sitting third at the moment. Now, they're over a minute behind second place, but they're looking to secure third. But Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty, they're not that far behind, 23.5 seconds. Given this is a short stage, and if everything goes according to plan, should be enough for Ryan Loughran and Brendan McElhenney to take third. So Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty in a Ford Escort are leading class 14 and sit in fourth position overall after stage 8. Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan, they've been the fastest of the Mark II Escorts in that stage 8. So the quickest time of the day in there for them. They're bang on the pace, they're on the right tyres, but unfortunately from their point of view it's going to be a bit too late. But they are up to 5th overall. McGettigan and Brogan going well, 2nd in class 14, and they currently trail Damien Toner by 20 seconds. They just may run out of time to close that gap. Shane McGuire and Darragh Kelly continue to lead class 4, 6th overall. Ed O'Callaghan and Raymond Scott are 7th overall. John Bonner and Rory Kennedy, they sit 8th overall in another Escort, followed by Mickey Connolly and Marty McCormick. That is the unofficial top 10 after stage 8. Looks like a couple of men have lost time in there, including the likes of Willie McFadden in the G3 Escort and Kyle McGettigan also in an Escort as well, losing time, but they're still in the field, they're still in the rally, and there's one stage to go. This stage, which we are at the moment, is just on the outskirts of Dunfanaghy, and it's been shortened down to about 5 kilometres. The leading cars were completing this stage at a time of around about 2 minutes and 38 seconds earlier today. We expect similar times over the final run of this one. The stages were drying out. That opening one off the loop, It was bone dry basically for the competitors compared to the wet conditions that we had seen earlier in the day. But the 00 cars just coming off here at the moment, and we're down to the last one. Speaking of 00s, I'm sure you heard him on earlier on, Donna Kelly, and sitting alongside him, Kevin Flanagan, back in the car alongside Donna for the first time since 2015, actually, when they won the double in that Opel Ascona, the replica of James Collins' car, which finished second in 1988. That was a car, of course, that got a lot of attention today from spectators and out on the stages as well. But they have come through the end of the last stage too, and they're making their way back to the finish ramp in Marble Hill. And the leading cars are due back there at around about 5 o'clock. In the distance, I can hear the Ford Fiesta WRC of what we believe to be Paddy Hurston and Damien Connolly. And the stop car is just further on up the road. We're here at the moment at the end of the stage with Tony Boyle, who is the clerk of the course, and Eamon McGee, one of the officials as well, as we just await the leading car to come off. We will have a word with the top three at the end of the stage. No, Pagey, we've got a couple of other football things to go, but I'm just sort of waiting on the rally winner to make its way down to the end of the stage. It certainly has been an interesting day of rallying, to say the least, and we weren't expecting the big headline that we got in the opening stage. Declan and Brian Boyle, who were looking for an unprecedented fourth in a row Donegal Harvest rally, they just lasted 2 kilometres in Castle Na Gore. It seems to be that the wrong compound of tyre on and slipped off the road, and it wasn't the car was damaged, the car got stuck and it couldn't come back out again. There wasn't enough spectators there to give them a hand to get the car back on the road to stay in the event, and they dropped something like 20 minutes and really their rally was over. And since then, it's been all about Paddy Hurston. Paddy Hurston has been fastest on all 8 of today's stages of the Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. Well, the man that was missing today was Damien Gallagher, the national champion from the international event run in June. Unfortunately, engine problems resulting in Damien not making it to the stages. I do see we have the rally winner making his way towards us here at the end of the stage, and I can tell you it is that white and yellow Fiesta that belongs to Pádraig Hursten and Damien Connolly as we are at the stop car, and we're just waiting for Pádraig Hursten to make his way down towards us. We have Seamus McGinnigan, the president of the motor club here as well. And Pádraig's just going to join us for a quick second. Pádraig, we're live on Highland Radio Saturday Sports. You've got to the end of the stage. How does it feel to be a winner in Donegal?
Well, it feels great to win in any event, but to win in Donegal is nice. So it's strictly the harvest stages. We've been here quite a few times, actually, and never managed to finish for one reason or another. So to finish and win it is fantastic. Great feeling.
Yeah, and it's your biggest result, of course, in Donegal. But how difficult was it? I know Declan went out, and but the stages played a big part today. How difficult was it for you to get this far?
It was pretty difficult, especially the first loop of stages. Like, you know, it was unfortunate that Declan went out, but, you know, we can understand why. There was a lot of very slippy places. It was shiny tar everywhere. It was tricky enough now, the first loop definitely was.
Yeah. And the Fiesta was flawless throughout the day.
Yes, well, except for not having any accessories, but yes, other than that, yes, went well. Yeah, great car.
Listen, we'll speak to you in at the finish ramp, but one thing to note is you're now a Donegal winner. You've wrote yourself out the history. You're going to have to go back and try it in international.
Well, maybe do that all right, yeah. Why not?
Okay, well done, Pádraig. There you go, Pádraig Hursten speaking to us live on Highland Radio Saturday Sport following his victory here in the Harvest Rally. We'll also get a word with a Donegal man from Muff. Second in the Harvest for you, Joe McGonigal. A very, very steady run. I don't know what the gap was in the end. It was around about 50 seconds or so, but I know you're very, very content with your result here today.
Yeah, once Pádraig got the gap, Kendall, there wasn't a whole lot we could do after that. You know, at the end of the day, he's a quick driver, very quick car, and as it got on, sort of suffering with a cold, and I started starting to get a headache and feel tired, and I thought, we'll just take the finish if we can get it.
There wasn't a lot of pressure. You didn't have to apply a lot of pressure. And then again, there wasn't a lot of pressure coming from behind. It was just a case of seeing it out.
Yeah, pretty much. And now I've got a dash to win in Loch Ray. So. For Alton O'Donnell from Buncrana, his wife needs. So looking forward to that.
Well, listen, enjoy the win and congratulations on your second.
Thank you.
There you go, Joe McGonigal with the Donegal man, Kieran Guinea, on board, a second place for them in this Donegal Harvest Rally. We're just going to make our way up maybe to speak to Ryan Loughran, who's finished in third position overall, but he's just in another interview at the moment. It's been a big battle of all these Mark II escorts, so it has, and Ryan Loughran moving to the front of those. We did, of course, have Damien Tourish. He was battling it out with Ryan, but Damien, on the first stage of the last loop, ended up pulling on the road. It seemed to be mechanical issues with the car, and that brought an end to his rally, unfortunately, once again, but Ryan is third overall. Ryan Loughran, congratulations. Third overall in the escort. How are you feeling?
Happy with that. Definitely happy with that. Just a pity what happened Gavin and also Damien there. Had left the last two stages, probably the hardest two stages of the rally, just trying to get around and get to the finish. But not glad to get here now. Over the moon with the result.
The best result you had in Donegal, was it?
Probably would be, yeah. So, no, over the moon.
You're going to be in the podium tonight and you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I'll enjoy it, yeah. Don't worry about that.
I have to mention your Donegal navigator as well. Good job, by Brendan.
Oh, I definitely would. Brendan wasn't in the car. I know he plays as big a part in the car as I do, so. No.
Many congratulations, Ryan.
All right, thank you.
There you go, that's Ryan Loughran, and Brendan McElhenney was alongside him calling the notes. We've also got the chairman of the Donegal Motor Club, Brian Brogan, getting to the finish of this one. They did have issues earlier in the day with their tyre choice, but what we do know in this last loop, they got the tyres right, and you were setting fastest times for the two-wheel modified cars. Brian, I suppose you're getting some sort of satisfaction at the end out of this.
It's just hard to know. You never know what day is over at the same time, but tyre choice bad earlier probably slowed us a good bit. It's hard to get the confidence up again, but when you do make the right one, it's hard working, it gives you a wee bit of satisfaction, I know, at the same time.
And as chairman of the motor club, a successful event.
No, there's no doubt. I'm really delighted for everybody there. Disappointing, I suppose, for the likes of Declan Boyle going out so early and leaving the competition light up at the top of the field, but at the same time, the battle really was going to be with the modified boys, and that's where the real battling is, as I keep saying. Like, so, when you all them battling away, it keeps the thing going.
Yeah. Well, your objective was to get finished. You've done that. Well done, the Indian, mate.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Thank you, sir.
Chairman of Donegal Motor Club, Brian Brogan, Demi McGettigan, Seamus Sun alongside him. We're going to make our way now to the finish ramp, which is at the Shandon Hotel in Marble Hill, and we'll have more reaction for you tomorrow on Sunday Sport from this event. But what we do know is we hand back to the studio Patter Horson and Damien Connolly for the first time have won in Donegal, the champions of the 2017 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. They've won it by about a minute from the Donegal pair of Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea. And as you heard, Mr. Ryan Loughran from County Derry and Donegal's Brendan McElhaney finishing third in the first of the two-wheel drive cars. PJ, we'll hand back to you in the studio.